There you go.
Norv, you feel like you got to get Cordero a little bit more involved with Adrian's absence here and how that's impacted the running game?
Yeah, we need to continue to try to find balance. And when everyone talks about balance, they think it's run pass. It's balance, in terms of getting all our players involved. And in my experience, when you're going good, they take someone away, they concentrate on someone, it gives someone else the opportunity. Cordero's in a different situation than he was a year ago. He's drawing, teams are matching with him, and they're concentrating on him. And we've got to, continue to work to get him ways to get him the ball, but obviously get the ball spread around. I don't know that you say take him away. I mean, I think they matched up with him with who they feel is their best corner, so that tells you how they feel about him. And they played a lot of man coverage, a lot of very aggressive man coverage. And when you go through what we went through and you have a quarterback change and, you're in a hostile area, you'd like to get quarter of the ball. We're trying to get the ball and move it. And, we didn't move as well as we wanted. We moved it. Our concentration now has to be coming up with touchdowns. I thought we had two or three chances to throw touchdown passes. We didn't get them. So we got to find a way to get that done.
Losing Kyle, how do you see that kind of impacting things here?
It's the same thing. Coach has talked about since we've had these injuries. You have to have a mentality of we've got to find a guy to replace him. And we're in that process. And you go to the tight end position, you go to the running back position. We've obviously got taken some hits, and we're working hard to, fill those voids.
To contribute there, Chase Ford?
We're working Chase, and we'll make a decision on where he's at the end of the week. And I think he's making progress. Obviously Marquise has worked there for the last couple weeks. He's a guy that's the same deal, making a transition from a position. He's making progress, and Rhett's going to have to step up.
Yes, when Chase is healthy, what does he bring from a skill set perspective that you guys can use?
Well, I'm not as familiar with Chase as you are, probably, because he hasn't had a lot of practice time. But he has the potential to help us in the passing game.
Where's he growing the most, Marquise? Where's he growing the most in his transition to tight end?
I think he's becoming more comfortable with playing the position. Obviously, the biggest transition any guy who goes from quarterback to playing a position. On offense or defense is, the physical part of the play, the blocking, physical part of the play is so much different than playing quarterback.
Do you feel comfortable with him catching passes?
Yeah, that's his strength, and that's, we're working to help him improve as a receiver and the way he runs routes and the things he does, but he's got outstanding hands, and that's his strength.
Long completion to Matt Thaziata. Looked like a lot of pretty good patience by Teddy to go through all of his reads on that one. It seemed like
that's the thing that I think Teddy has outstanding maturity level in that. Plays he went through a progression of three receivers and then he found the check down, and New Orleans tries to add an extra blitzer, and when they did. We picked it up and Matt came open, and those are bonus plays. We had a play very similar to that, and I think in the New England game, and I think Matt Castle got a little bit of pressure, but Asiata might have had a 50-yard play. It was still a 10-3 game. I'm sorry, it was a 10-7 game at the time. So those plays can make a big difference.
How does it, like the third and six in the red zone where you call the quarterback draw, having his ability to As a play caller, how much is that? That's nice to have.
Yeah, it is, and it's something that you've got to base it on who you're playing, and they gave us an opportunity to run it, so we took it. But it's you've got to. It's a nice option. It's a nice option. I'll say that.
Norv, I jumped in late. Sorry. Have you been asked if what you might change with a new starting quarterback, a different kind of quarterback, and what do you kind of change?
Did Mike Nolan asked you to ask me that, or
okay,
did...
well,
no, when you have a guy who's starting his first game ever in the National Football League, you just have to make sure you're sound. I mean, we have to be sound. We have to be prepared for anything they might do. And obviously, you got all the tape on them playing for as many games as they played. And their whole season last year, and we did a lot of work on them in the off season on all our early games. And then the unknown: how are they going to change? What are they going to do to affect the young quarterback? And my experience is, when you're inexperienced at that position, you get some looks that you haven't seen before, because it makes sense. If you're on defense, you're going to try to disrupt them. So we have to be sound in what we do. Teddy does a great job. We just talked about it, being patient. We got to understand our situation in terms of, we got a new right guard in there, we got a new tight end in there. Haven't had the consistency we want. We got a new quarterback in there, so we just have to manage the game, and I think Teddy will do a good job of doing that.
What the way he handles blitzes, just in the sense that he's been so good at adjusting to that, that teams may not throw as many of those as they would typically throw at a rookie?
Well, it's not my experience, because defenses want to create negative plays, and we've gotten some big plays, but teams have created negative plays. So it starts, and I know all you guys want to go score points. We want to go, but we have to start from a standpoint of, we got to eliminate negative plays, and we got to be sound, and we can't give them opportunities to create a short field or those type of things.
Do you give Teddy any specific advice or words of wisdom as he heads into his first start?
Well, the biggest advice is, going through the reads, the progression, what we're trying to do in terms of the game plan. He's going to be prepared to play. He's going to know what we're asking him to do. He was last week, and then go out and play.
How do you combat probably some of the – there was a time where you called a timeout, there was an overload blitz toward the right guard. How do you combat some of those moments where teams are going to start targeting, whether it be Dukas or Yankee or whoever it might be on the right side of the offensive line?
The timeout wasn't based on the front. I think the timeout was based on the play wasn't called right. And, I'd like to say we're not going to have that problem. But like I said, I watch a lot of football like you guys do on TV. And when you see it happen to veteran quarterbacks, you see it happen to teams that are awfully good on offense, occasionally that when you have a young guy, it's going to happen. And we have to work our way through those things.
What do you have to do to get the run game going?
We have to be more consistent, number one. We have to get ourselves into the best runs possible in terms of when they're giving you different looks. And that was hard. That's hard when you're playing on the road in New Orleans, with the situation we're in. And then, from a standpoint, if we get some run going, we've got to be more patient from a play-calling standpoint and give our guys some more opportunities.
This is what Dukas said. I know it's going to be tough to fill Brandon's shoes, but what can Vlad bring to the table?
Pardon me? He's a big physical player. He's a big physical player, and he's worked awfully hard since he's gotten here. To play in there, I think he's improved a great deal in his pass protection. We know those guys, are going to be challenged. Not only you have a new guy in there, but, he's new to our system, so he's new working with the right tackle, working with the center. That's the one thing in the offensive line, continuity is so critical. And, we just have to be prepared for the different looks they give us.
Last couple for Coach.
How much do you miss the explosiveness that Adrian brought? I mean, because there haven't been a lot of long runs yet in the last two games.
I mean, I'd like to think that, and everyone like to think that the scheme, but you just look at the first game of the season, and I think we had six runs over 15 yards. You guys asked me after the preseason, was I excited to have Adrian back, or how did I think he'd contribute? Obviously, he's, one of the best backs to ever play. That being said, Coach has made it clear. You got to go play with the guys you have, and we got to find a way to create that. Now we've created it. Matt's got two passes over 25 yards. We're not going to live on that, but those plays, a ball that's thrown behind the line of scrimmage and runs for 40 yards, to me is an explosive play, and maybe some of those things will help us down the road. But we need to get consistency in the run game if we're not going to get the big plays.
So what's the biggest thing that's been missing in the run game? Is it the blocking? Is it the running back's patience or eyes? Or
when you're not running the ball as well as you like, number one, it's probably we're not getting enough runs, and some of that has to do with the games. So, I mean, we had In the New Orleans game, we had seven possessions. We had eight, but one of them was at the end of half. We took a knee. We had four in the first half. We had three in the second half. And you're in a game that you'd like to be patient, but you're in a game where you're not going to get very many attempts. So sometimes, you don't get the chance to run the ball as much as you'd like. We just got to adjust to the game and play the game the way it comes up. But most important thing for us is consistency in the run. And, you break it down each different run. And one time it's the back, one time it's the guard, one time it's the tackle. And, obviously it's not going to be perfect. But we've got to, when we get some run going, I've got to be more patient with him.
Is Yankee ready? You guys have kept him inactive for the first three games. Is he ready now with Fusco out to possibly be called upon?
Well, he's working hard to continue to get ready, and at some point he's going to need to be ready, yeah.